his captors took him to the court of Ravan and placed him in front of the king. Forgetting the pain and insults he had borne, Hanuman gazed with wrathful curiosity at the giant monarch. As he gazed at him, resplendent on his throne, a sort of pitying admiration of the doomed Rakshasa entered his thoughts. Dressed in silk of golden hue, with the royal crown on his head, the jewels inlaid in it shining brilliantly, Ravan sat there, a figure of dazzling splendor. The whole court was brilliant with shining gold, gems, pearls, and silk. His dark body, lit up by the marks of royalty, looked like a great radiant hill. Alas, thought Hanuman, full of anger, wonder, and pity. If only this great one had not swerved from the path of virtue, not even Indra, the king of gods, could equal him. What a form! What radiance! What strength! Trusting in the boon he had secured, he took to wicked ways, has lost his happiness, and forfeited his greatness. As Hanuman was lost in thought, Ravan addressed his ministers.
Find out from this wicked fellow who he is, where he has come from, who has sent him here, and why he entered Lanka. Tell him to speak truthfully.
As ordered by the king, Prahasta questioned Hanuman.
Do not be afraid, monkey. If you speak the truth, you will escape punishment. Did Indra send you here? Or are you the servant of the god of death? Whose orders are you carrying out? Speak the truth and save yourself. Why have you come here thus disguised? Do not hide anything.
Hanuman, facing Ravan directly, said,
Neither Indra nor Kubera has sent me here. I am a Vanar. I came here to have a look at the Rakshasa king. That was why I laid waste the garden. Otherwise, I could not get to the king's presence. And because your men attacked me and tried to kill me, I killed them in self-defense. I have come here as the messenger of Sugriv, the Vanar king. O Rakshasa king, my lord looks on you as a brother and sends you his greetings. Ramchandra, the famous son of King Dasarath of Ayodhya, has become a friend of Sugriv, and slaying Bali, he has made Sugriv king. When Ramchandra, heir to the throne of Ayodhya, was living in the Dundak forest to fulfill his father's word, his wife, who had been left alone for a while, was stolen. At the behest of Ram and Lakshman, Sugriv has sent his servants to look for her throughout the world. I came to Lanka on this search, and here I saw the good princess. O Lord of the Rakshasas, I speak to you with the respect due from the messenger of a brother king. I speak to you also as a devoted servant of Ram, the prince of Ayodhya. You know well it was a cowardly act and totally contrary to morality to carry off the Princess Sita. This is sure to end in the destruction of your race if you persist in your wicked folly. So restore Sita to the prince and seek his forgiveness. Know that death has come to you in the form of Sita. Do not mistake poison for food. It is not wisdom to oppose morality and run into deadly danger. You know well enough that the sin of desiring another's wife will consume the merit you have earned through austerity and destroy you inevitably. Your only recourse now is to seek refuge at Ram's feet. Do not make Ram your enemy and bring about your own destruction. The boons you have secured will avail you nothing against Ram, the prince of the Raghu race. Consider well and realize the danger you are in. Pay heed to the words of this humble messenger of the Vanar king. return to the right path and find safety. These words from a brother king are true and meant for your welfare.
When the Rakshasa king heard these words, his eyes grew red with anger, and he ordered that Hanuman should be killed forthwith. But Vibhishan, Ravan's brother, pointed out that it would be improper to kill a king's envoy.
According to the law of kings, it is not permitted on any account to kill envoys and messengers. You can have him mutilated, whipped, or branded, but not killed. Then Ravan asked,
"What is wrong in killing one who has sinned so greatly?"
And Vibhishan replied with due politeness,
"No matter how grievous his offense, it was done at the bidding of others. To leave his royal masters alone and to slay their instrument, a mere messenger, what use is that? Let us by all means seek ways of punishing those that sent him here. They must be brought here and given due punishment. If he is slain now, what chance is there of our real enemies being brought here? If, on the other hand, he is sent back alive to them, they will come here and attack us. Then they will receive proper punishment at your hands."
Ravan said,
"Very well. A monkey's most cherished possession is his tail. So set fire to his tail, flog him soundly, and then get rid of him."
At these words of the Rakshasa king, his servants took Hanuman out. They wrapped his tail in rags of all kinds. His tail grew in size, and as it grew, they brought more and more old rags and wrapped them round. They soaked the whole tail in oil and set it ablaze like a huge flaming torch. Thus bound by ropes and with his tail on fire, Hanuman was taken through the streets of Lanka. The people shouted,
"There goes the thief that entered our city!"
They jeered at him as he was taken round by the exulting Rakshasas to the accompaniment of pipes and drums through all the highways and byways of Lanka. In the Ashok Park, the Rakshasis told Sita,
"That monkey with whom you had a secret talk, do you know what has happened to him? They have wrapped his tail in cloth, soaked it in oil, and have set it on fire. His tail is blazing now. They are taking him in procession through the town."
They told Sita the tale and laughed in scorn. She then kindled a fire and offered a prayer to the god of fire, saying,
"O Agni, if there be any goodness in me, any purity, be cool to Hanuman, cool, cool, do not hurt him."
Hanuman endured the blows and the insults heaped upon him and proceeded from street to street, quietly observing everything. The Rakshasas, to amuse their women and children, took him through all the streets and by-lanes of the city, and he noted in silence, for future use, all the secrets of that fortified city. Then he noticed something uncanny and thought, "But what is this miracle? The rags soaked in oil are burning brightly, but the fire does not hurt. In fact, it's cool on my tail. The elements themselves seem kind to one engaged on Ram's purpose. Did not the mountain rise above the sea and offer me hospitality? Even so, the god of fire is gracious to me now and does not harm me. Or maybe Agni, being a friend of my father Vayu, is being gentle with me. Now I think I should not pass up this opportunity, which has come to me unsought, to put the fear of God into these Rakshasas." Suddenly he shrank in size and shook off the ropes that bound him. Then, resuming his huge shape, he jumped with his blazing tail to the top of a tall building. He seized a pillar there and whirled it round, striking terror into all the beholders. Then he jumped from mansion to mansion, setting fire to them. In a little while, a strong breeze began to blow, and the whole city was in flames. The Rakshasas and their women and children shouted in terror and ran here, there, and everywhere.
This monkey is no other than the god of death or the god of fire!
Recalling the insults he had suffered, Hanuman was pleased when he saw the flames rise. He sat on the summit of the Trikut Hill and contemplated with satisfaction the red glow of the burning city. Then he went to the sea. Plunging in, he put out the fire in his tail and came ashore. Then he exclaimed grievously,
"Alas, alas, what have I done? I have lost my senses in my rage. What is the use of strength and skill and all other gifts if one cannot control one's anger? Sita also must have perished in this great fire I have raised. My angry deed has led to the utter ruin of my whole purpose. Alas, there is no fool, no sinner like me on earth. My rage against the Rakshasas has ended in the death of Sita. Here and now, I must put an end to my life and to my shame."
Then he heard some voices in the sky. The celestials were rejoicing and saying, "What a miracle! Glory be to Hanuman's prowess! Except the spot where Sita is, all Lanka is in flames." Hearing this ethereal conversation, Hanuman was relieved and said to himself,
"Sita has saved herself, and she has saved me, for it was her purity and power that kept the fire from harming me. How can fire help paying homage to the goddess of chastity? What can fire do to fire? This fire that I started could not go near Sita. And is not all this Ram's purpose? Did not the Ocean King and Mainik Mountain come to my help?"
Thinking thus, Hanuman went straight to the Ashok Park again. And there, under the Simsup tree, he saw Sita, who was greatly relieved to see him alive and cheerful. Rejoicing, he bowed down before her and said,
"Oh, mother, you are safe and sound. This is your power and my good fortune. Now, please give me leave to go."
Sita said,
"You are indeed a hero. For you, there is nothing impossible. See that my lord comes here soon and lays low the Rakshasas and redeems me. I depend on you, my son. You alone can achieve this."
Hanuman replied,
"Be assured that Sugriv will soon be here with Ram and Lakshman and the thousands of Vanars. Ravan and his wicked hordes will perish. The happy prince will return with you to Ayodhya. Grieve no more, and God bless you."
Thus consoling her, Hanuman took leave of Sita. He went to the shore of the sea and, climbing up the beautiful hill called Arista, rose into the sky. On the way, he saw Mainik eagerly awaiting him. He affectionately stroked it with his hand, but did not stop. He flew straight like an arrow shot from a bow. At the sight of the Mahendra Hill, he knew that he was near the other shore, and he roared. The Vanars, meanwhile, who saw Hanuman flying towards them like a great eagle across the sky, shouted,
"He is come! He is come!"
Till now, Their hearts had been full of anxiety and their eyes full of tears, but now they jumped in their joy. Jumbavan exclaimed,
"It is certain he is returning in triumph, else he would not roar in this manner."
They climbed up trees and hills and stood watching with joy the approach of Hanuman returning from Lanka. And Hanuman rejoiced to see the mountains and trees all covered with his friends. Amid their glad uproar, he alighted on the Mahendra Hill.